Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in the book of 2 Samuel, and we will be reading through all of chapter 8 today. 2 Samuel 8. After this, David defeated the Philistines and subdued them, and David took Metheg Ammah out of the hands of the Philistines. And he defeated Moab, and he measured them with a line, making them lie down on the ground. Two lines he measured to be put to death, and one full line to be spared. And the Moabites became servants to David and brought tribute. David also defeated Hadadezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah, and he went to restore his power at the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,700 horsemen and 20,000 foot soldiers. And David hamstrung all the chariot horses, but left enough for 100 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, David struck down 22,000 men of the Syrians. Then David put garrisons in Aram of Damascus, and the Syrians became servants to David and brought tribute. And the Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. And David took the shields of gold that were carried by the servants of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem. And from Betah and from Berothai, cities of Hadadezer, King David took very much bronze. When Toi, king of Hamath, heard that David had defeated the whole army of Hadadezer, Toi sent his son Joram to King David to ask about his health and to bless him because he had fought against Hadadezer and defeated him, for Hadadezer had often been at war with Toi. And Joram brought with him articles of silver, of gold, and of bronze. These also King David dedicated to the Lord, together with the silver and gold that he dedicated from all the nations he subdued. From Edom, Moab, the Ammonites, the Philistines, Amalek, and from the spoil of Hadadezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah. And David made a name for himself when he returned from striking down 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. Then he put garrisons in Edom. Throughout all Edom he put garrisons, and all the Edomites became David's servants. And the Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. And so David reigned over all Israel. And David administered justice and equity to all his people. Joab the son of Zeruiah was over the army, and Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud was recorder, and Zadok the son of Ahitub and Ahimelech the son of Abiathar were priests, and Seraiah was secretary, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and David's sons were priests. All right, so at first glance, this chapter might just seem like more of a battle log from a history book. And you wouldn't be wrong. After all, the Bible does contain a rich record of Israel's history. But there's actually great significance in this passage. So far in the Samuel narrative, we've seen David anointed as king of Israel, the Ark of the Covenant brought into Jerusalem, and most importantly, we see that the Lord established a covenant with David. All in all, things have been going really well for Israel and for David. But more so than the victories and the rise to the throne, though, David most importantly is strengthened by the Lord's presence and the promise of the Lord to be with him and take care of him and his nation. And we see the direct aftermath of this assurance and providence from the Lord. We read that David goes on to defeat many different peoples, including the Philistines, the Moabites, the Zobahites, the Syrians, and the Edomites. And these weren't just small victories, but they were overwhelmingly one-sided in Israel's favor. I want to point out two specific powers that David came to overthrow in our passage, the Philistines and the Syrians. Now, the Philistines were a people that had brought great misery and fear to Israel ever since they entered into the Promised Land. The Philistines, largely due to Israel's own repeated wandering from the Lord's guidance, they prevailed against them in battle time and time again and proved to be an adversary that would be difficult for God's people to prevail against. The Syrians were similarly an opposing empire, actually an alliance with many under their banner. But both the Philistines and the Syrians, both of these opponents, were bigger than Israel, stronger than Israel, and more fearsome than Israel. And yet, David knew with certainty that he had the Lord at his side, and that the armies of Israel would be able to best these forces that were much, much greater by worldly standards. And we see this in our passage as David strikes down tens of thousands of soldiers and subdues these nations, and all of these nations come to serve Israel. It's a great reversal of fate. But I think the highlight of our passage comes at verse 11, where after these battles, David is given a gift of peace from Toi, the king of Hamath. Despite David being at the head of his army and his leading over these numerous incredible battles, he doesn't take these gifts for himself. No, these, along with all the other spoils of war that he gathered from the nations that he subdued, King David dedicated to the Lord. David offered all these things up to God, showing that he knew it was the Lord's victory, not his. It was the Lord that was to be praised and honored and glorified, because he was David's strength and David's shield. Up until now, we've seen David trust the Lord in times of need and during very discouraging moments. But here, we see David trust the Lord even in times of triumph and success. We see how David truly is a man that bows before the Lord and crowns him king over his life and everything he has in it. For us today, I hope that we can be inspired by David's devotion and trust in the Lord. We're not conquering armies and subduing nations, but maybe you've had some success in your life. Maybe there are some personal battles that you've overcome recently or are currently overcoming. Even if there aren't any particularly big events recently, maybe there are just good things, blessings that you're enjoying in your day-to-day life. I know there are a lot for me that I don't even realize sometimes. In all these things, let's remember to dedicate them to the Lord. Let's spend time this morning giving glory to God, and even just for a moment, telling him, Lord, all the victories and blessings in my life, I know are because of you. I want to keep you on the throne and continue to be your servant and your child. Let's take some time to pray that over ourselves. Let's pray. Lord, you are a God who makes the impossible possible. And you do it to further us. Well, you do it out of love for us. You intercede on our behalf. You grant us power and capability beyond our own. You open doors that we can't open by ourselves. And Lord, we thank you for that. We praise you for that. But Lord, we know that this isn't just to make ourselves greater, but we know that it's for your plan. And so Lord, I pray that for each and every one of us, that we can spend today, we can spend this week, we can spend our lives walking toward your plan, walking to be part of your will, to give you all the glory, to dedicate everything we gain to you, because it's yours, Lord, it's not ours. Remind us this today, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.